actions guilt at the, for years upon years until it was taken away by the then government in 2011 to save some pennies when the economic crash was forced upon the people. Here we are after Fianna Fáil had promised Éireann government that they would return Uadras na Gaeltacht elections to the Gaeltacht community. And here we are still without any elections within the community, leaving the selection, because it's not an election, it's more a selection of who will be appointed to do the board by 37 councillors. 37 councillors, majority of them who don't live in the Gaeltacht, majority of them who don't speak Gaelic as their first language. It is like asking the people of Sligo to elect the councillors for Donegal County Council. It is absolutely outrageous. This will be fought on party lines and personalities instead of putting this to the Gaeltacht people right around the whole of Donegal and letting us choose who is best to represent us within the Gaeltacht on the Gaeltacht board. The Gaeltacht board, it's important because their remit is to look after the interest of our language community, a language that we know from government's own report and those who are qualified in the field, that the Gaeltacht, the language, is dying. That unless there is dramatic changes happening within the next year or two, the Gaeltacht will no longer be seen or heard.
In terms of it being a public vote, it would be important, as it would help, you know, if people from the actual Gaeltacht area were on the board, to protect the language into the future.
Absolutely. And like I says here, it's like asking those of Leitrim or Roscommon to vote and elect another county council somewhere else in the county. And I'm not, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, you know, they don't, the councillors don't have a grasp in terms of what it's like to live in the Gaeltacht. They don't, by a majority, understand the importance of how we are on our last knee or in our last breath here and trying to save the Gaeltacht, and that it comes down to party politics, and that is far more important to them than saving the Irish language. This vote should be clearly for the people of the Gaeltacht to decide who is elected onto a board, and hopefully that board agree or disagree on how and their workings, but has the ability to bring massive change and change that we need. The Gaeltacht is dying, there's no doubt about it. And it's a clear message from the government, who are Fianna Fáil from the Gael, that we are absolutely irrelevant to them, even though that they had promised us that we would have elections. We won't have elections yet again. A handful of councillors, 37 of us, will decide who will be elected onto a board. It will be all about what's best that serves the big parties, and it's about personalities instead of those that are actually capable and able to try to revive and fight for the interest of the language. Uadras na Gaeltacht looks after the issues of economics, and that's important at a time when we're in crisis economically, to look at the issue of what best serves us in the Gaeltacht and the workers who work in the industrial estates and right across the whole of the Gaeltacht. But this is, like I says, unfortunately left to a handful of councillors, and the majority of them don't really have a genuine understanding of the importance of what it is to be a Gaeltacht.